Group end, it's just the five of us, right? I say this every year, but it's more meaningful this year. You are unique and special than any other confirmation class I have been a part of. I say that every year because anybody that's been in confirmation, you're all special and unique, but you are extra special to me, and I finally figured out why. I have spent more time with you over your 2 years than I have any other class, because this last year, you were stuck with just me. Normally, we have two pastors that rotate, and the last year, it was just me. And so I got to see you every Sunday that you were able to be here. And so I have more time. And then when we started to go to those Wednesday evening practices for Presentation Sunday, I knew you so much better because I'd been able to observe you twice as much. So you're special and unique, but so is everybody in God's house. In 1986, do you know where you were? I was graduating from Defiance College in 1986, and a book came out that year written by Robert Fulghum. Any educator might know that name, Robert Fulghum. He wrote a thoughtful book that he gave an interesting title to, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Have you been in kindergarten? Everything that you needed, you learned then. Although I did meet somebody after 8 o'clock service that never went to kindergarten. I told him I went twice. I wasn't socially ready to move on, but fortunately, I moved from one home 3 hours away, so nobody else knew that except my family. Robert Fulghum goes on to write, all I really need to know about how to live and what to do and how to be, I learned in kindergarten. And then the author gives a long list of things that we learned. I kind of shortened it up for this morning. Share everything. Play fair. Don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. Clean up your own mess. Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you've hurt somebody. Wash your hands before you eat. Flush. Warm cookies and cold milk are good for you. Live a balanced life. Learn some and think some and draw some and paint some, and sing some, and dance some, and work every day some. Take a nap every afternoon. When you go out into the world, watch out for traffic, hold hands, and stick together, and wonder. Remember the little seed in the styrofoam cup? The root goes down and the plant goes up, but nobody really knows how or why. But we're all like that. Goldfish and hamsters and white mice and even those little seeds in those styrofoam cup, they all die. And so do we. Think about what a better world it would be if we all, the whole world, had cookies and milk every afternoon at 3 o'clock, and then we laid down with our blankies and took a nap. They don't really take naps in kindergarten anymore, though, do they? I just thought about that. And it is still true, no matter how old you are, when you go out into the world, it's best to hold hands and stick together. As I was thinking about John 13 and Confirmation Sunday and some of the study I did, that book popped into my mind because our professor made us read that. As I thought about that, I think the church could write a new book, and it would be titled, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Confirmation. You knew the title that was coming. Think about that over your last 2 years. We've learned about the Old Testament. We learned about that book that teaches us about the beginnings. What's that called? First book of the Bible? Genesis. I didn't prepare them that they were going to get quizzed. Okay? And then we studied the Exodus in the book of Exodus. And who was that leader? Moses. All right? And then we went through the Old Testament, the divided kingdoms and all those kings. No questions about them today, okay? That was a long time, long stretch through confirmation. And then just 3 weeks ago, we're catching up. We got to the life of Jesus. And just this morning, we talked about his resurrection and his ascension. So all of those things that you have learned. Now, I want you to go back to last year. And one of the things that we had to remember in or study in our time about faith was the Heidelberg Catechism. Question number one, answer number one. You all had it memorized. Do you still? I don't either. You're okay. But remember the question? What is your only comfort in life and in death? We cut that, we had all that on paper, we cut it up into strips, and then you had to put it back in the right order Sunday after Sunday. Do you remember that at all? Just shake your heads, yes, Pastor Eric, we remember. The answer, that I belong, body and soul, in life and in death, not to myself, but to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who at the cost of his own blood has fully paid for all my sins, and has completely freed me from the dominion of the devil, that he protects me so much that not even a hair can fall from my head without him knowing. Indeed, that everything must fit his purpose for my salvation. Therefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready for now on to live for him. That's the rite of confirmation, to confirm that you are fully ready to live for him. You've gone over all of that material. And then 3 Sundays ago, you blessed the congregation with Presentation Sunday. Now, I want you to remember, I asked this morning, what words of wisdom did you have for the seventh graders? And you said, Presentation Sunday really wasn't all that bad. And you said all you had to do was be prepared and it was okay. But that's what you did, and you shared very well. I had countless people that listened to you, both live and live stream, and later, they were just wondered, amazed at how you shared. Your confidence and your faith came shining through, because not only 2 years of confirmation, but you've been growing in your faith, in the church, in your family, in the ways that you are living. That's what it means to live for him wholeheartedly. Before we take the title too far or too seriously, all I need to know I learned in confirmation, before we take it too far, ask yourself these questions. Does everyone share everything? I mean, that's what we learned in kindergarten, but we don't always share very well, do we? Do you think everyone plays fair? Do you ever cheat at a board game so you can win? Not at all. Oh, look at those smiles. And do you think everyone cleans up their mess after they leave an area? If we can't live out the, there's a big smile. If we can't live out what we learned in kindergarten, how do we expect to live out what we've learned in confirmation? We don't have to be perfect. And we don't always know just on kindergarten or just on the day of your confirmation. You probably don't fully understand what you're going through today. And that's okay. And that's why I wanted to pull from John chapter 13. When Jesus was preparing for the Last Supper, and he gathered his 12 disciples together. And if you paid attention to that, can I wash your feet? Will you wash mine? But you know what it means? It means that Jesus humbled himself so that he could wash their feet and serve them in love. I would be willing to wash your feet, but we don't have time right now. Maybe later, okay? But Jesus, as he washed their feet, I want you to think of what he did. There was Peter. We know about Peter. He was sure in his faith that he would always be faithful to Jesus, but Jesus warned him he was going to deny knowing Jesus three times. Did that come true? Yeah, on the night of his arrest, Peter denied knowing, but Jesus still washed Peter's feet. He knew that Peter was going to sin, and he still washed his feet. Think about Judas. Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him, and still Jesus washed the feet of Judas, because Jesus came for all. He came for all people of the world that have ever lived and ever will live. He wants to come and have a relationship with all of us. And so he washed all of their feet. And when it came time for Peter, Peter probably was embarrassed about having to wash. This was his Lord and his teacher. Peter recognized he should have been washing the feet of Jesus, but he missed that. He didn't think about that. And Jesus, unprompted, by his own will, washed their feet. And when it came time to Peter, Peter had some questions. He had some concerns. And Jesus told him, "You will not understand now, but you will later." That's my paraphrase. You will not understand now, but you will later. You may not fully understand confirmation. I think you have a good understanding, but there's so much more to happen, just like we learned it in kindergarten, but we've not all practiced it. We've not all lived it out. You have the knowledge, and now it's up to you, as you are young adults in the church, professing your faith before all gathered here, and most importantly, confessing that before God. And he promises the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will guide you. And the only way to know the Holy Spirit is to continue to deepen and grow your faith. Sometimes people think that wisdom automatically happens as they get older. Is every 90-year-old wise? I know every 60-year-old is not wise. It's not automatic. You have to work at it. That work ethic comes into play. That's your memory verse. That you have to work at your faith. It is by belief, but you have to pray. You have to memorize that scripture. You have to know how to respond based on the teachings of scripture. And someday, we're all going to understand. Little by little, maybe it's tomorrow, maybe it's in 2 weeks, something you're reading or something you're seeing, it hits home and you fully understand your confirmation. Maybe it's 10 years. Maybe it's when you're fully adult. You are on the beginning road of that journey. Even though it thinks like it's the end of confirmation, it's just the beginning of putting what you know into your life and into practice to the glory of God. Amen. I invite Ava and Emma and Evie and Avery to come forward for the rite of confirmation as they affirm the baptismal vows made by either their parents when they were infants or by themselves. These four youth have found nurture and support within their families and in the midst of the family of Christ, the Christian church. Through study and through prayer and their own reflection, they have been led by the Holy Spirit to affirm their baptism and to claim in our presence their covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of Christ's church. They are here to publicly profess their Christian faith and to be confirmed by God in this church family for service to Christ, to his world, and to the church, using the gifts which the Holy Spirit has granted to each of you. Each of us here today is involved in this rite of confirmation. We all have a part in this service, because each of us is being called by the living God to respond to his love and grace in a continual striving to be obedient to our Lord.
As confirmands, you have come so that God may claim you publicly for a service, that he may confirm you in his covenant and invoke upon you the Holy Spirit, by whose help alone you're able to fulfill your promises. I challenge each of you in the words of Apostle Paul to young Timothy to keep alive the gift of faith which God has given for you. For the Spirit that God has given fills us with power and love and self-control. Do not be ashamed for witnessing to our Lord. Take your part both in living out and sharing the good news as God gives you the strength to do so. And above all, remember Jesus Christ who was raised from the dead so that you may realize the salvation that only comes through him. We hear these verses from John 15. I am the vine and you are the branches. Anyone who remains in me and I remain in that person is the one who will bear much fruit. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. May you continue to remain in Christ and trust in his promise that he will always be present with you.
The faith we share and the faith into which Emma and Evie and Avery and Ava are to be confirmed is set forth in the Apostles' Creed. So the confirmands will turn and face the congregation and walk to the front of the step and confess your faith together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, back around. Having been baptized in the faith of Jesus Christ and having stated your beliefs, I invite you to kneel and consecrate your confirmation vows. Go ahead and kneel. Praying that God will seal them upon your hearts and lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember to repeat after me. I give myself to God.
I give myself to God.
And not to the ways of the world. I pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ.
I pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ.
And will be faithful to him.
And will be faithful to him.
And his church.
And his church.
By loving and serving all people.
By loving and serving all people.
I further promise to Christ.
I further promise to Christ.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
For you I will live.
For you I will live.
For you I will suffer.
For you I will suffer.
Lord Jesus. I will be yours,
I will be yours.
In life and in death.
In life and in death.
Grant me, O Lord,
grant me, O Lord,
eternal salvation.
Eternal salvation.
And now the confirmation questions. Will you reject the worship of self and of the world and give yourself to the worship of God alone? If so, answer, I give myself to God alone.
Do you confess your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If so, answer, I confess my faith.
I confess my faith.
Do you promise to participate in the life and mission of this church family at St. John's, sharing regularly in the worship of God and listening to the work of this congregation as it serves this community and the world? If so, answer, I promise with God's help.
And do you promise, according to the grace given you, always to remain a faithful member of the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ, to come to the Lord's table and share in Holy Communion, to love and serve God among all people, and to bear witness to the risen Lord working in the world? If so, answer, I promise.
I promise.
Having confessed your faith and made your vows, is it your desire to be a member of Christ's Church? If so, answer, it is.
Let us pray. Almighty God, increase in each of these youth the gifts of the Holy Spirit, love for all your people, joy in serving you, peace when there are disagreements, patience in suffering, kindness towards all people, goodness in evil times, faithfulness in temptation, gentleness in the face of opposition, and self-control in all things. Through these spiritual gifts, strengthen them for their faithful witness to the world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Ava Louise Genter, you are a delightful young woman of faith, always offering creativity in your confirmation class devotions, and you have a very strong work ethic in the many activities that you are involved in. which in part you draw from the memory verse that you have chosen, Proverbs 12:24. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. May the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Emma Noel Krukowski, you have a good sense of self-assurance, and it is a blessing to watch your faith in Christ mature. You are a very talented gymnast, making use of your God-given abilities, relying on the promise of the memory verse you've chosen from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. May the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Evan Claire Roth, not only is your growth of faith in Christ evident to those who know you, but your spirit of courage has grown as a result of your faith in Christ, which I believe is a direct result from your knowledge of Scripture, such as through the memory verse you've chosen from Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. May the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Avery Connor Roth, as I prepared for this moment, I pictured that young 12-year-old boy who went on that summer mission trip with Habitat for Humanity in 2020. Now you're an older 14-year-old who spent yesterday morning hammering in nails at the Help Build Hope event in the church parking lot. Your desire to be of service to others is part of your maturing faith in the Lord, helping you develop a greater sense of responsibility. The memory verse you chose is that of Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. May the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. God of mercy and grace, we give you thanks for the goodness you have shown towards Evie, Avery, Ava, and Emma, and for the gifts, the power, and the fullness of life that comes with the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Help them to live not for themselves alone, but for Christ and for all those whom Christ loves. Keep them abounding in hope, never giving up, pressing towards the goal of life with you in Jesus Christ, now and forevermore. Amen.
I invite the parents of our four confirmants to come forward, remembering to bring your bulletin. Parents, let this be a time of great rejoicing for you in that your maturing children have consecrated themselves to Jesus Christ and to His church. And let this be a joyful renewal of your own faith as well. For while it is the ministry of the church to surround these youth with Christian nurture and Christian training, it is in our homes that we must continue to build them up in Christ Jesus. Will you renew your responsibility and offer every support and encouragement that your son or daughter may keep his or her vows? If so, will you please respond with a greeting of the covenant printed in your bulletin? We praise God. You may greet your children, and you may return to your seats.
Confirmands, by your baptism, you were made one with us in the body of Christ, the church. In your confirmation, we rejoice in your pilgrimage of faith, which has brought you to this time and place. We celebrate your presence in this household of faith.
Let us, the members and friends of St. John's Christian Church, express our welcome and affirm our mutual ministry in Christ by responding with the words printed in the bulletin. We are filled with joy for you.
As you have confessed your faith in Christ, we promise you our continued friendship and prayers as we share in the hopes and ministries of the Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love, and be witnesses of Christ in the world. Amen.
Amen. I invite Congregational President Linda Hare to come forward. In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of St. John's Christian Church, we extend to you greetings of Christian love and fellowship. Congregational President Linda Hare is going to hand you your confirmation certificate, which includes a paper with your class creed and your memory verse on it. Pastor Ryan is handing you a gift from the church as a symbol of our love and support for each of you. I am handing you a devotional book. It's called Jesus in Red. Inside, I think marking your memory verse, is a crocheted cross from Arlene Grimm. Here is your baptism certificate from last Sunday. Can you carry all that? He put it in his bag. So welcome. And may the peace of God be with you today and always as you continue to live out your faith in Him. Amen. You may be seated.
Please rise as you're able. Our closing song will be Build Your Kingdom Here. Following the closing song, remain standing for our spoken benediction, following our benediction and song, which will be found in page 601 of the red hymnal. Should be on the screen. It will be verse 1.
We are the
You are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ. Now go forth in the world knowing that you are loved, called, and set aside for his purpose. Amen.